Giriraj Maharaj is that one personality, again coming from a background like Ambarish Prabhu, very delicately brought up in his life, but he performed tremendous austerities of not only collecting to build the Bombay Temple, but also being the president, managing, and going through tremendous, untold miseries and austerities living on that land in Bombay. And today, for that wonderful Sukriti that he has earned of the austerities he performed in Bombay, he is now building Sri Dham Mayapur Temple. He is here with us to also inspire us how it is so important that all of us become a part of this great temple that is being constructed at the present. So, Giriraj Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
As a relatively new devotee in Calcutta, I didn't really know what was a higher priority or a lower priority for Srila Prabhupada. I just thought that he was absolute and all of his programs and projects were absolute. But after a while of close observation, I started to distinguish. And so one morning, while Srila Prabhupada was taking his massage on the balcony, I just came up and sat near him and said, "Srila Prabhupada, I've been thinking what pleases you the most." And Srila Prabhupada was such a person, he was like an ocean of love and compassion and kindness. And even though I was such a new devotee and I wasn't saying much of significance, but he was like listening very intently. And then I said, "First, if we distribute your books, and the second, if we build a big temple in Mayapur." And Srila Prabhupada's face broke into a huge smile. And he looked at me with such kindness and affection. And he said, "Yes, you have understood." So, I was in Calcutta for a while, and Srila Prabhupada spoke about Mayapur, and he went to the West, and then he came back to Calcutta with a plan for the Mayapur project. And he called the devotees in his room to discuss the project. And then he raised the question that sometimes it floods in Mayapur. What will happen to the project if it floods? And he was giving so many different arguments. Like, I had heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he would take one side of an argument and he would defeat all the other arguments. All the disciples who were taking the other position. Then he would take that position and repeat all the other arguments from the other side. So it was like that. Should we build it in Mayapur? Should we build it in Mayapur? And stuff like going back and forth. And finally, the conclusion was that we should build it in Mayapur. And then he said, "If you build this temple, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur will personally take you all back home." Now, in this august assembly here, on this auspicious occasion, a purport to that statement came to mind. And the purport to the statement is included in a purport in Srimad Bhagavatam. The verse Ayur Haraji by Pungsang, by rising and setting, the duration of life of everyone is decreased, except those who utilize the time in glorification of the all good personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada explains that by hearing, the realization extends to all the other aspects of the Lord. And then he quotes Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who quotes from Smriti Shastra. And he says that if one gives charity to an uneducated Brahmin, in other words, an unqualified Brahmin, whatever what one gives will be returned in equal proportion. If one gives in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, the amount will be returned double. If one gives in charity to a qualified Brahmin, the amount will be returned in multiplications of hundreds and thousands. But if one gives to a Veda Parga, that means one who has realized the conclusion of the Vedas, which is Krishna. In other words, someone like Srila Prabhupada, who realized the conclusion of the Vedas. The amount given will be returned in unlimited multiplications. Now, what does that mean? How do we get our unlimited return? Well, it can't be only in the material world, because everything in the material world is limited. It can only be in the spiritual world. And so, on the basis of that purport, which quotes the Smriti Shastra, I'm substantiating the idea that if we build this temple, Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur will take us all back home, back to Godhead. And when Radhajivan Prabhu said, like, I don't even remember how he ended the sentence, but he began the sentence by saying that as a result of all of my austerities in Bombay, and unfortunately my mind wandered at that moment because I was completing the sentence within my mind, and I completed it because of all of my austerities in Juru. I am now sitting between Janani Vas Prabhu and Amrish. Away from Radha Jiva. That was next to Srila Prabhupada. And we've been given this wonderful opportunity to serve as the servant of the servants of the servants. And I really feel the best service that we I can do for you or any of us can do for anyone is to cooperate with this great mission that will flood the world and come about. Hare Krishna.
you so much, Maharaj.